Matt Barreto is our guest right now on Travel with Rick Steves as we take a closer look at how Hispanic cultures have become a major part of the United States and how their numbers and influence are impacting the political landscape. Matt is a founder of the public opinion research firm called Latino Decisions. His book on the growth of the Hispanic demographic in the United States is called Latino America. Matt, do you think the Latino community in America 5 generations from now would be better off speaking English as a first language in our country or as a second language?
I think that the Latino community will probably always remain bilingual. And we find that U.S.-born children of immigrants do speak English as a first language. But in communicating with their parents, with their grandparents, at family gatherings, they still maintain Spanish. And so immigrants are probably always going to be, of course, by definition, English as a second language, but they have that strong desire to learn English. I think you'll continue to see that bilingualism because it allows people to remember their culture, to celebrate their home country, but have English as a first language to communicate and be a part of America.